Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. And so the man sits in the chair, as he has done for over 20 years. And the humans in the audience have an opportunity, with free choice, to believe or not believe. And there are those who won't. They'll say it sounds just like the man. His corporeal body remains identical to the 3D seer. Some will say it's a trick, it's a fake, and walk away unchanged and convinced that these things are not for them a circus show. And right next to them will be somebody who not only sees the change in the corporeal body, but is in the process of healing themselves accordingly through an entangled state with spirit, and will walk out of the room with years in their life extended. And that is the difference. Channeling is a portal. Call it a portable portal. A portal that moves around with the higher self of the individual who chooses to open it. We have discussed the old souls on this planet. Those who are beginning to strike the match and hold it high. Those who are changing themselves. And they are also many portals, portable, walking around. And wherever they go, there are differences. And when they assemble, there are differences. And when then they split up to go to their places, there are massive changes around them. Like lighthouses on the rock, they make differences in their lives, in their families, in their workplaces. And all of that is a mystery to those who are not ready. There are so many interesting things that we could tell you about old souls, but we will say right now to this group in this room that the majority of you who sit here are old souls. Now that is defined as those human beings who have been on the planet lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, at least 1,000 years, some of you 10,000 and more. And we have made announcements about some of the attributes that old souls have. And I'll say it again so that you would hear it in this short message. Announcement number one. I know who you are, and I know what you've been through, and I don't mean this lifetime, although I know that as well. Spirit sits in your lap when you sit down. Spirit stands next to you when you stand up. Spirit runs beside you when you quicken. Spirit is in the vehicle when you travel. You're never alone. There is a group that you would call guide sets, whatever you want to name them, and you won't be right. Or multidimensional beings, some of them part of you, that always are there. And the energy of the Gaia grid on this planet is changing so greatly that the veil starts to lift, and those entities around you are able to now get to you easier, should you choose to look. And if you begin the process of asking, is there more? Can I really do this? Does this work, dear ones? This is the energy you have waited for it begins now. And your entire life you have swam upstream, light worker, and we know it. You've been beat up, and we know it. You've been cast out, and we know it. Some of your family members, I know who's here. And the disappointment on both sides that your own family would turn their back on you. And we know who's here. Sometimes the love of the mother is absolute, but it's dichotomous with the love of her God. I know who's here. And if you go back a few lifetimes and a few hundred years, there are those of you who awakened with the knowledge you have today, the what if God was inside knowledge, and you were seen as a cult, cast out of the village, some of you burned at the stake. I know this. And you come into this lifetime expecting more of that, don't you? Well, some of you got a little of it. And what is the result of that? I will tell you. Light workers are timid. They don't have a lot of self-worth either. Because human beings tend to walk around them. Because they are unusual. And what if I told you, dear one, that is going to change? Oh, they're not going to accept the new age. It doesn't have the structure they like. There's no buildings. There's no rule set. There is no doctrine for them. There's no prophet. No, what they're going to do is accept you. When the masters walk the earth, what attributes do they have? Did they have a doctrine? No, they didn't. They only had themselves. And they taught about the love of God. There are stories that even the animals followed them around. Could they have had a field that was compassionate, so much so that when humans stepped into it, they felt better? They felt safe? And the answer is yes. And that is what's happening to you. Someone would step into your home or into your field or next to you at work. Even your children and their children will know. You're a better person. Something's changed. You're more comfortable. You're easy. You're safe. There's no judgment. You listen to them. There's only love. There's only compassion. There are no instructions. All you do is sit and be. And when other humans get in trouble and they have drama, they may be sitting in a chair next to you where you work and experience the same issues that you do, only you don't react and they do. And eventually they're going to turn to you and say, how do you do it? How do you stay even? How do you center in your core? How do you stay compassionate and loving? When there's just idiots all around us. You see, I know who's here. And it's a good question, is it not? Be ready to answer it. And you don't have to give them a crying book. Tell them about you. Here's what I've discovered. I think that God is inside us. And I have claimed that. And it's made a big difference. And now I'm going to live longer. I'm relaxing. I don't have anxiety. My blood pressure is down. Because I know I'm loved. And all these things around me don't touch me anymore. Are you beginning to feel what's in this room, dear ones? Could this be real? Have you come in doubt? What if this was real? Channeling has always been on the planet. There are no words of God on the planet. Scriptures were not written by God. They were written by humans. Think about it. Some of them sitting in a chair, like this one, with a pen in their hand instead of a microphone. And the words that they would scribe on parchment became the Holy Scriptures. That's channeling. Anointed as they were with the spirit of a mini port to the higher self, giving informations of love from source. It was seen by human beings as divine, as beautiful, as real, and published accordingly. This is not new. There's even a chair in the Vatican, a relic, where something happens called ex cathedra. And the Pope sits there and everything he says is infallible. Even the Pope knows there must be a connection to source. For there is new information. Even the Pope knows. Religions who say you cannot talk to God, even they know that at least one of them must. Known by humanity, it is in so many different forms. Channeling. Not only appropriate, divine, blessed. And you're going to see more of it. And it's not going to be like this. One to many. You're going to start seeing it one to one. When the higher self of you starts to open and you start getting the thoughts that you say are intuitive, you're making them up, and you start to understand this is the communication you've asked for. Don't throw away that which is intuitive. Put it instead in a sacred place and look at it. Don't put a clock on it. Don't give instructions and then manifest immediately. Get instructions and put them and wait for the synchronicity that manifests them by itself. All of these things we have taught in the past. Meanwhile, the doubter sits. Could it be real? So I have an invitation for those who are here perhaps for the first time and are wondering if it's the man or if it's Kryon. You're not going to know as long as the shield is there. If the shield of doubt is there, if the layers of cynicism are there, you'll always be in 3D and it will always be a fake. And so I'm going to ask you to remove the shield for the day. And before you get up from the chair tonight, you can put it all back. But only for a few hours, perhaps you would be open to things that you not normally are open to. For there's no dark energy here which will be transmitted to you. The love of God does not work in that fashion. You're open to sense energies for the first time. And you ask the question, dear God, show me. For if this is real, I need to know it. And then with your free choice, you may move on your way. Perhaps we have planted a seed that will grow, a seed that is hope beyond what you thought might be possible with a human being. I tell you, humanity is starting to capture it all by themselves. To feel the Creator inside, to adjust, to become softer. You're going to see battles that are odd. The dark energy thrashing against itself. You're going to see dark energy organizations begin to try to apply themselves, to start up, only to have the public say, we're not interested. You're going to see terrorist groups start to try to incorporate yet again and recruit, and you're going to find their population saying, I'm not interested. And it'll be shocking for the very paradigm that created them in the first place will change. And they're going to start to see that which is the true creative energy, the compassionate mother and the love of God, which abhors war. We would not say these things if they were not so. Take these things in. Use your spiritual logic and make up your minds. I'll be back. And so it is.